Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to this morning's morning devotional. We're continuing on in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verses 1 through 10. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered and they had nothing to eat, he called his disciples to him and said to them, "I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from far away." And his disciples answered him, "How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place?" And he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd, and they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people. And he sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. Amen. In Mark 6, we saw Jesus feeding a crowd of 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. In this chapter, once again, a large crowd of 4,000 people gather, and Jesus miraculously feeds them with 7 loaves and some fish, abundantly providing to the point where they had 7 baskets full of leftover pieces. There are 3 notable points that stood out to me that I want to share for today's devotional. And I put it in a little acronym, CFO, C, compassion, F, forgetfulness, and O, overflow. Firstly, compassion. Just like in the previous miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus is moved once again in compassion. He recognizes and sees not just a large crowd, but people who have given up their time, energy, and resources to be near to him. The crowd was with Jesus for 3 days and had little to eat, and some came from far away to be with him. I put myself in the shoes of the crowd. I'm probably feeling hangry, yet intrigued enough to stay, bearing the uncomfortable conditions. It's not like they had 5-star hotels and accommodations back then. Being near Jesus is not always the most convenient. There are times when the inconveniences of following Jesus prevent me from drawing closer to him. For example, I'm a complete night owl, and the first several months of attending morning devos felt really impossible. But adjusting my sleeping schedule and evening habits just didn't seem worth it to me at the time. And it definitely has taken a lot of work and accountability and intentionality to overcome this. On the flip end of the coin, despite the inconveniences and making sacrifices to be with God, I can still develop an entitled and prideful heart. "God, look at everything I'm doing for you. What am I getting in return? Where's my food? What is my reward for being here with you for 3 days?" Now, I'm not sure where this crowd stood in regards to how they were feeling or where they were. It was probably a mix between both sides of the spectrum. Maybe some came out of curiosity, others out of desperation, others out of mass hysteria, others out of skepticism, and maybe some were dragged by their family members. Yet, regardless of the status of their hearts and the reason that brought them there, Jesus saw them. He saw their hearts and was moved to compassion. He didn't pick out the people that were worthy or deserving, but regardless of the sin, he saw them and had compassion and fed them till they were satisfied. This is so incredibly profound and beautiful to me. Maybe for some of us listening today, perhaps some of us feel unworthy or doubtful, eager and willing, confused and apathetic, or refreshed and at peace. Regardless of where you are at, the God of the universe sees you. You are seen by God, and you move his heart. The second notable point is the forgetfulness of the disciples. Jesus just miraculously fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, yet the disciples were so quick to forget. They say, "How are we to feed these people in this desolate place?" It's easy to judge the foolishness and silliness of the disciples, but I feel this happens to me more often than I like to admit. When I was fundraising for missions in Singapore, I saw God provide miraculously in the area of finances. When I had less than $100 left in my possession and had a looming rent and tuition fee due that week, I was worried. But the day before it was due, somebody anonymously paid for my entire year's worth of tuition, and another anonymous person covered that month's rent for me. I was so shocked and thanked God for his provision. I knew that if God wanted me to stay there, he would always provide a way. Now, fast forward a few months later, I had seen even more of God's crazy provision in my finances. Yet this single moment destroyed me. I had lost a pair of my Bluetooth earphones that my mom had gifted to me. My parents don't have a lot of money, so I knew it wasn't an easy purchase for her. How could I lose something that was not a cheap purchase? I felt so ashamed that most people around me would be upset but could easily buy a new pair and bite the bullet. Yet, here I was, so distraught over something worth around $100. My mind spiraled to the point where all of a sudden, I felt like I had to be frugal and felt like I was in immense lack. But after a gentle rebuke by God, I realized how quick I was to forget God's character and his faithfulness. How could I be so distressed over $100 when God had provided more than 5,000 times that amount over the years? Perhaps today, if there's any frustration or distrust or distress in your life, the simple intentionality of remembrance can bring us back to the security of God's character. Let's press into that today. And lastly, overflow. There were 7 baskets of bread left over, and everyone who ate were satisfied. God not only provides and gives us exactly what we need, but he gives in abundance. He is a God that does immeasurably more than what we can ever fathom, think, or dream of. What would our lives look like today if we truly believed in that? Let's ask the Holy Spirit to bring us into remembrance today of God's character and commit our day to him. Let's pray. God, I thank you for your word that, just brings life into our spirits, that reminds us that Jesus, you are a God of compassion, that you see us. It's not our perfection that moves you, but it's actually our weaknesses where you have compassion, knowing that you are the one who can bring full redemption, healing, and satisfaction. God, we are so quick to forget this about you, so quick to forget your faithfulness, but I pray, God, that you would give us remembrance today of all you have done for us, and help us, Lord, to really have assurance and confidence in that, knowing that you are not a God who is stingy, but God who gives an overflow for us. So we really want to receive the overflow of your spirit today. So we invite you here. We thank you. We love you. We commit this day to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.